It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you are absolutely amazing. Happy Monday to you. It's February 3rd, 2025. It's been that way all day. And I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And I know it's been a busy weekend. I didn't get traded. I'm still here. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he didn't get traded. He is still here. And yeah, we're going to talk about the ridiculous, crazy trade made by the Dallas Mavericks, moving Luka Doncic to the Lakers in exchange for Anthony Davis. Matter of fact, Jonah Jovad is going to join us from WFAA in Dallas. We're going to have that conversation in about 20 minutes. I know the people in Dallas are mad. And then we got the Browns. Miles Garrett wants a trade, too. He's like, man, I'm sick of losing here. I got to go somewhere where I can actually win something worth a damn. NFL has media day, opening night, whatever the hell they call it, the start to the Super Bowl week. The commissioner has spoken about everything from the Chiefs and whether or not they're being helped by the referees. I mean, what a question Roger Goodell has to answer. We're going to get into it all. And then we got a former Denver Bronco who's going to join us later on in the show as well. Lilo Lang is going to be with us later on in the show to take a look at the Super Bowl. Played cornerback for the Denver Broncos, so I want to definitely get his perspective on these quarterbacks that we'll see on Sunday, because being a cornerback, he has a unique perspective. Also playing alongside John Elway. So Lilo Lang is going to join us later on in the show. Lindsey Rhodes is going to join us from Sumer Sports. Talk about all the ins and outs, the numbers, the stats associated with what we will see with this big game. So we got a busy day. Jimmy Butler hasn't been traded. This is when you know it's been a crazy week. De'Aaron Fox is going from the Kings to the Spurs, and just like, who cares, you know, at this point in time? Nobody cares. So we got a lot to get into here over the next 4 hours. Thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You can always tune in on Sirius XM 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker. Talk to the machine. Demand the machine. Boss it around. Tell it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Ryan Hickey, how are you on this Monday? Good to have you back.
Likewise, good to be here, and glad Infinity didn't trade me for a bag of balls.
Nobody got traded. Well, the NBA trade deadline, by the way, is Thursday. But what a weekend! What a Saturday night! It just, everybody wants to trade, and now Luka's been traded. Everybody is basically eligible. Like, anybody at this point in time can quote unquote get got. Anybody can get the boot. Anybody could just be shipped out. What a day. We're going to get into that and have this conversation. I'm sure it'll be a theme throughout the entire show, off and on. Jonah Jovada, I told you, is going to join us from Dallas television station, WFAA. And we'll get his first-hand account. I know a lot of people down in Dallas are obviously disappointed with what took place. I will not necessarily hit you with a spoiler. I can understand winning now, but it just doesn't make sense. Not for the Dallas Mavericks. For the Lakers, it makes all the sense in the world. For the Dallas Mavericks, it's just like, what the hell did Luka Doncic do? Did he spit on a kid? Is he really that fat? Is he a drunk? Is he eating Mickey D's late at night? Like, they really got a beef with him and said, we ain't paying him this money, so we're going to ship him out. They're nuts. It's crazy. We'll get into that in a little while longer. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. The phone number here is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me online. I'm on the internet. I am everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. So wherever you are, you can go ahead and find me there. You thought all the trade madness was, I don't want to say over, but you thought it was just relegated to the NBA? No, what better time to get a media message out than when all the NFL media is descending upon New Orleans ahead of the Super Bowl? And that's exactly what Myles Garrett decided to do today. Myles Garrett, decided to let the world know, I don't want to be here. I do not want to be with this team. I do not want to be with the Browns. I do not want to be a part of this team that has had six losing seasons since I arrived in 2017. I do not want to be a part of this team that is going to have the number two overall selection in this year's draft. And what are we going to do? Draft a quarterback? I don't want to be a part of this team where in my rookie season, we didn't ever win a game. Myles Garrett, without a shadow of a doubt, is going into the Hall of Fame. This man is the reigning defensive player of the year. This man is a six-time Pro Bowler, a four-time All-Pro. We know why he was drafted number one overall in 2017, and damn it, he lived up to every minute and every second of it. And in his message today, saying that he wants out of Cleveland, Myles Garrett said, "While I've loved calling this city of Cleveland my home, my desire to win and compete on the biggest stages won't allow me to be complacent. The goal was never to go from Cleveland to Canton. It has always been to compete for and to win a Super Bowl. With that in mind and bold, I have requested to be traded from the Cleveland Browns." Damn. And a little bit different than what Jimmy Butler has done with the Miami Heat. But this is actually hilarious. Because part of Myles Garrett's statement was in response to the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, Andrew Berry, about a month ago, at the beginning of January, when the season was over for the Browns. He basically said he expects Myles Garrett to end his career in a Browns uniform. This was a month ago.
My anticipation and expectation is that he'll have a direct ticket from Cleveland to Canton at the end of this year and expect him to be here and retire a Brown, quite frankly.
That is crazy. Myles Garrett basically took the words out of his own mouth and put his own spin on it and said, no, the goal wasn't to go from Cleveland to Canton. The goal has always been to go out to compete and to win a Super Bowl. Damn. Hickey, Andrew Berry heard that and he just said, damn, did this guy just use my own words against me? Like he tried to kick me right here.
That's cold. Yeah, using your own words as a weapon against that hurts. That cuts deep. If you're Andrew Berry, you gotta be feeling that one this morning for sure.
Yeah, this is what people deal with in their relationships sometimes. Shout outs to all the married people out there, I think, Hickey.
That's true. You remember when you said that one thing a few months ago?
What?
Man, when that comes around like a boomerang.
Oh, when you say something and it comes back, later on to haunt you, it gets used against you.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make. Absolutely right.
Yeah, Andrew Berry's like, man, I'm just trying to run the team. I got a 6'5" giant now using my own words against me. But this is the hilarious thing for Myles Garrett. Okay, he has two more years left on his contract with the Cleveland Browns. We know that there are plenty of teams. I mean, who could not use a Hall of Fame pass rusher? You can just pencil in any team. The response already has been, we ain't moving him. That's what's been said. Mike Garafalo spoke today on the NFL Network, and he basically said that the Browns, they're not budging.
My understanding is, despite this statement, the Browns are sticking to their stance and they do not intend to have any conversations or trade Garrett. I was told that this morning in light of that statement that has been released, but Garrett making it clear that he wants out. So we've got ourselves a potential standout here that could last for portions, if not all, of the offseason. We've seen teams before say they don't want to trade players and then wind up doing it. We've seen players say, I want to be traded, and then wind up either re-signing a deal or going back to the team as well. So something eventually is going to give here.
Yeah, what do you think is going to happen? Either they're going to extend this man and then his words will ring hollow because he's taking money to play for a lose-ass team like the Cleveland Browns. By the way, they were on the list last week when I gave the top six list of miserable fan bases. The Browns are right there. They may have jumped up a spot. Dallas Mavericks are probably in front of them right now. We'll get into that. But if Myles Garrett just takes the money, And he looks silly. And we know money cures all. I mean, we got a guy in the NBA who's looking real silly right now just by demanding his money and an extension, and that's Jimmy Butler. He's looking real silly. He won't look silly when he gets paid, if he gets paid by the Suns. What's most likely to happen here is that Myles Garrett moves on. Like, he puts out this trade statement. And what are the Cleveland Browns supposed to do? They're supposed to just acquiesce and say, okay, yes, we're going to trade you because we appreciate you. And yes, you're right, we do suck. And yes, we're going to draft the quarterbacks, which means we'll probably suck maybe for another year or two. Yeah, we do, so we'll just trade you. The Cleveland Browns would have no leverage in the situation if they just said anything or said nothing. We got a statement, whether it's coming out via Mike Garofalo or whoever the hell, Barry, it doesn't matter. It's been made very clear. We're not moving him. Now, that's today. Do I think Myles Garrett is going to be traded today? No. Do I think he'll be traded this week ahead of the Super Bowl? No. Do I think Super Bowl Sunday will come and Myles Garrett will be sent to, I don't know, the Buffalo Bills or the Detroit Lions? No. As Garofalo said, people, they change their minds. But what the Browns don't want to do at this point in time, they don't want to look weak. You can't damage your leverage. You can't let teams know that Myles Garrett is going to be easy to get. You don't want people's weak offers because you're just going to trade him to be nice. That's not how the world works. Myles Garrett put his damn foot down. And now the Browns, just for matters of negotiation, whether people believe them or not, and I think other GMs are smart enough to know, hey, I'm going to keep asking. The Browns are doing this to strengthen their position, to not look weak, to get a better haul for Myles Garrett whenever they got to trade him instead of what the Dallas Mavericks did with Luka Doncic. And this is the part that stinks for fans of the Cleveland Browns. They bet, and it's not the fans, the Haslam family, they put their money down, $230 million down, on a guy who had more than 25 cases of allegations of sexual assault. They put $230 million down guaranteed that Deshaun Watson was going to be their future quarterback. They ticked off all these other owners all over the NFL just to have that decision basically crater the franchise. And yeah, we all know the Cleveland Browns, that franchise has been cratered for a very long time. I mean, they got stripped from the city. They come back to the city. They're awful. They're terrible. They finally have some type of success with Baker, and then they choose Deshaun Watson over Baker, and Baker is out here throwing 40 touchdowns, and Deshaun Watson, his career might be done. And so you know what? I don't blame Myles Garrett for saying, get me the hell up on out of here. And I don't know, maybe Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders comes through and saves the Browns and gives them some hope into the future. But at 29 years old, Myles Garrett can get paid, he can get his money, and he can compete for a champion elsewhere and leave, and I know it's not the Raiders, but he could leave the damn black hole. I got to watch my words here. I was going to call it another color. That may not work. Of the Cleveland Browns, okay? I don't blame him. He's going to be gone. He's going to be on another team. They're going to give him a contract. And yeah, then he'll go to the Hall of Fame from there while competing for a title. But we know, man, if history is any indicator, it ain't coming with the Browns. Myles Garrett, I don't blame him for trying to leave that place, because have you heard the owners and some of the things that they've said? Oh, the decision to bring in Watson was enough for me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I told you, we got a packed show. You know, we're going to talk about some of these potential destinations for Myles Garrett later on in the show. We're going to have a chat with former Denver Bronco Lilo Lang. He's going to come through, former cornerback, is going to talk to us about what he is looking for between Patrick Mahomes and also Jalen Hurts. I'm going to ask him about Bo Nix, the quarterback for his Denver Broncos. And then next hour, Lindsey Rhodes is going to join us from Sumer Sports. They provide all the stats, analysis, the data. Yeah, we're going to get real technical. Look at the numbers here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back on the other side, it's time for a guest. Jonah Jovad is going to join us from WFAA in Dallas to talk about these Mavs and what this future looks like. I don't think it's good. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah, if you're familiar, yeah, that's the theme song from Dallas. A lot of drama, a lot of storylines. And in real life, that's exactly what we have going on in the Metroplex right now. NBA, I'd say probably the most shocking trade in NBA history, given where we are in the world with social media and what have you. Luka Doncic going to the Los Angeles Lakers in exchange for Anthony Davis. Those are the two big names. Utah Jazz helping to facilitate some of the other minor picks, pieces, and picks. So the NBA world has changed and certainly surprised. We saw the reaction by fans in Dallas. So we heard the response from the president and Nico. We heard from Kidd. We've heard from everybody at this point to talk to us about what's going on in the Metroplex. Joining us right now is a sports anchor holding it down. Been covering the Mavs for years on WFAA and more. It's Jonah Jovad. Jonah, how are you, man?
I'm good, man. It's been a absolutely wild 48 hours. But, you know, it's what we do. I just never thought I would be answering questions about Luka Doncic leaving Dallas this way, this soon, and how it all transpired.
Yeah, Jonah. And I understand and know that you've been a part of covering these Dallas Mavericks, basically kind of parallels the time that Luka was drafted. And so you've seen this entire situation and story play out. Now that it's had a chance to sit down, why did they move him? Is it conditioning? Is it a problem? What's the deal?
Yeah, well, it's funny because it seems like the reasons they give change by the hour. So the collection of answers we got from Nico Harrison yesterday range from, one, they want to be more defensive first. He said defense wins championships, and if you know, you watch the Mavericks play the Celtics in the NBA Finals last year, you saw that firsthand. I mean, the Celtics, you know, the way they play two-way basketball, it was beautiful, and the Mavs really just couldn't even contend against them. So they want to become more defensive-focused, and Anthony Davis obviously brings that element. He'll play the four spot for the Mavs, and the Mavericks can use their big men, Derek Lively and Daniel Gafford, at the five. So, yeah, maybe that makes them better defensively. But on the other reasons were, the contract. Luka was up for a supermax extension, which would have been 5 years, $300+ million. He is no longer eligible for that supermax by going to the Lakers, and the Mavericks don't have to pay that either. That's another reason behind this. Also, they've expressed some concerns about conditioning, and he's had some lingering injury issues the last couple of years, and they were concerned about giving that type of deal and that type of money to a player with that type of conditioning and those habits, on top of the fear that he may opt out eventually, and then they're left holding a bag as well. So you add all that up, and so they just made this decision. At least those are the reasons that they give us. And we're not privy to everything that goes on behind the scenes and what other reasons may have gone into this, but they really have just cleaned out the entire Luka Doncic era, anyone that was really affiliated, like from assistant coaches that were brought in years ago to be part of this Luka era. Like it's gone. And it's wild because so long they built around him and now they've just cleaned house.
Jonah Jovad is here with us, a sports anchor down in the Dallas and Metroplex area, WFAA. We heard a few words from Jason Kidd, Nico pretty much, and whether he's trying to, you know, CYA cover his behind too, pretty much said that he didn't share this with Jason Kidd. And we've seen Jason Kidd be critical of Luka in the past when it comes to his complaining. I can only imagine what he would be saying in private. What are your thoughts on how Jason Kidd feels about this and what his future might be in Dallas as well now?
Yeah, I mean, listen, if from what they said at the press conference yesterday, that Nico did this whole thing, you know, Lone Ranger, and didn't tell Jason Kidd, didn't even check with Kidd before making this deal, what does that say about Kidd's future? I mean, you would think the head coach would be involved with a trade of this magnitude, and I get not wanting it to come out. But, man, this is the guy who coaches the lineup, who does the X's and O's on the floor. I mean, this is the guy who's in the locker room with them every night. And to not even present it to him, I mean, much less present it to Luka himself. I mean, so much in the NBA, the superstar players have a line to the front office, and there's communication and there's dialogue, especially when it comes to, hey, we're shopping you or we're thinking about trading you. And none of that happened. It was management malpractice for how all that went down between Nico and Kidd, and really how the whole trade came to be and just only going to the Lakers. Nico said that this was a deal that was only reached out to the Lakers, which makes absolutely no sense because the haul is not, it was not a fair return to pretty much anyone who knows anything about basketball. And so you think, well, if there's mid-tier players getting five first-round picks, Luka Doncic could have gotten one of the craziest returns in basketball history. Instead, they get an almost 32-year-old all-star with injury history and a first-round pick in 2029. It just doesn't all add up, and that's why you're seeing Mavericks fans so distraught over the last 48 hours.
Well, Jonah, let me ask you this. Nico, and it was a little surprising to say, you know, kind of in conclusion of his press conference, he said, I am worried about the now. He said, as it relates to myself and Jason Kidd, he says, this decision might bury me. Do you think Nico Harrison, you talk about the fans, do you think he's being selfish and not necessarily thinking about the team in whole?
Yeah, I think there's probably something to that. There might be just a little bit of overconfidence, and maybe ego plays a role in this, because up until this point, Nico Harrison had done a really great job as Mavericks GM. He brought in Kyrie Irving, and it is hard to bring in superstars to Dallas without getting drafted, right? Like, they drafted Dirk, and they, you know, draft night acquired Luka, and Kyrie coming to town was a big deal for the organization. And then last year at the trade deadline, they bring in Daniel Gafford and PJ Washington, and those two pieces got them over the hump to reach the NBA Finals. And then they get Klay Thompson in the offseason, so you're like, oh, he's nailing all of these. And then he goes and trades away the most popular player in all of Dallas sports for a bag of Skittles. I mean, it doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. And you have to wonder if maybe confidence or ego, or he's really just gambling on himself in this moment, but he's gambling at the expense of fans, at the expense of merchandise and sales revenue, ticket revenue. It's a sad time to be a Mavericks fan here, and we're covering it firsthand, and we're going to kind of continue to see how it unfolds.
Jonah Jovatis here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Anthony Davis is the key return here. We know he's a future Hall of Famer, a top 75 player. He won a championship in the bubble with LeBron James. We know who he is. We know who he's not. When you think about what he brings to the team, the bigger concern is obviously health. And Luka is certainly not the prime example of what you would say is the healthiest and fittest of a basketball player. But is this a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation for Anthony Davis? Like, in what world outside of hoisting a Larry O'Brien, if he's healthy enough to see it, is he going to be received, or is he just a mercenary? This seems like he's going to be cooked by the fans and everybody.
Yeah, and that's what's wild about this trade is that 99% of the time, if a team gets Anthony Davis, even at age 31, almost 32, team getting Anthony Davis would lead to pandemonium and excitement by the team that's getting him. I mean, he's, by all accounts, he's been one of the best two-way players in the NBA for 10 years. But that's just how much the Mavericks gave up for the response to be what it has. You know, to give up a 25-year-old first-team All-NBA player in Luka Doncic and to only get one first-round pick in return. I mean, the map, you brought up Nico Harrison saying that we're built to win now. I mean, they're sort of built to win now. I mean, they've got a bunch of guys who are, on the downswing of their careers. So maybe they can give you 1 to 2 seasons. But after that, you got to be looking to build up for the future. And they don't have the draft picks. They don't have the young talented players to build around that they could have got had they shopped Luka to other teams, which is why this trade was so silly on so many levels. Now, Anthony Davis is an incredible player in his own right. If he can stay healthy, he, Kyrie, and the rest of that Mavericks starting lineup is legit. I mean, they can contend. Now, can they contend for the West crown against all these up-and-coming teams? I'm not convinced, because it's still, at the end of the day, you need an absolute killer in the playoffs, and that's what Luka Doncic was, a guy who always rose to the occasion. Luka was the only one in the NBA Finals who could make a shot for the Mavericks against that Celtics team. And so I get this whole defensive-first approach, but you need a guy who can go and get you buckets in the biggest of games, and Kyrie can do that sometimes. He's not able to do that all the time now, and I'm not sure this team is equipped to make a run. And even if they did, I don't think Mavericks fans would give a crap.
Jonah Jovad is here with us. It seemed for a very long time that Mark Cuban was never going to exit this situation or cede power to the Mavs, and we saw what happened about a year ago. And this would be unimaginable if he were still in control of the team, wouldn't you say?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I messaged with him that night, and he said I wasn't involved at all. You'd have to ask Nico about it. And it's because I don't think he would have done it. Anybody who's followed the Mavericks or covered the Mavericks for years, they know how much Mark Cuban understood sort of the fan. He was the Mavs' biggest fan, right? Like, always courtside, enthusiastic. He brought that element to the franchise. And when he sold the team, it kind of ushered in this new era of we don't need to be loyal to the previous people who were here. And Cuban, I mean, 2 years ago, he, Nico Harrison, and Jason Kidd went to Slovenia and hung out with Luka Doncic. It was sort of this, like, group bonding experience, trying to show the superstar that, hey, we really love you, building the team around you, want you to know that we're doing everything we can, and we want you to be happy here, and this, that, and the other. There were fears that Luka would leave, even though he never gave any implication that he would. And so for it to be such a dramatic heel turn from 18 months ago to now to just totally rid themselves of him, it doesn't add up, man. It just doesn't add up. And, I feel like we've been searching for answers, and I don't think we'll ever fully accept the answers that they give, because as you kind of let it off, this is one of the most ridiculous trades in NBA history. And unless they win a championship, I'm not sure there's anything that can be done or said to change that.
Yeah, Jonah, as we wrap things up, you know Luka, you've seen Luka, you've watched him grow from a EuroLeague MVP, Rookie of the Year, all this, NBA Finals, we can fill in all the blanks. From everything that's been said about why he was traded to the Lakers, what do you expect to see now that he is playing, and we don't know if it's another year or two or what it is, with LeBron James? We know this guy is a slaughterer on the basketball court. Do you expect the criticism to kind of put a battery in his back?
Yeah, I would think this will motivate him quite a bit. I mean, he's still recovering from his own injury, and so Lakers training staff might have to, put the reins on him a little bit, just because I would imagine he's going to be eager to get going. And that game, April 9th, Lakers at Mavericks here in Dallas, sometimes teams don't suit up their superstars for those returns home, but man, that is going to be a movie, assuming he plays. And I would expect the Mavericks fans to give him a massive standing ovation, because Luka's not really at fault in any of this. But as for Luka and LeBron, the pairing, I mean, I sat down with Luka when he was, I think he just turned 19 years old. It was his rookie year, and through his broken English, was telling me about how LeBron was his childhood idol and how nervous he was to play him for the first time. And then you kind of see their relationship grow over the years. I mean, there's video clips of LeBron dapping up Luka after a game and telling him he's a bad MF-er, and he's just laughing. And the growth of their relationship in the NBA has been kind of cool to see unfold, because they have two different styles, but they also see the game very similar. They almost see like three plays ahead. So I'm excited to see how it plays out. I'm not sure it will necessarily work. It seems like most Laker fans think that they're still lacking in a lot of departments, especially in the front court. But when you have two players of that caliber that kind of see the game in a 3D chess style, that let's just at least see how it plays out. And maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. But I know one thing's for sure. The Lakers have their heir to the throne in L.A.
Oh, they certainly do. Well, Jonah, appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Where can people follow you and all your work as this continues to get unraveled?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, Jonah Javad TV, X, Twitter, Instagram, all at Jonah Javad. And we're, as I mentioned, we're kind of continuing our coverage of the story in the following days. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. So if you're looking for continuous coverage in that aspect, just hit me up there.
I can't wait to see that Anthony Davis press conference. They're going to have one, right? They have to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're still out of town. Mavs are on the road tomorrow in Philly, but they'll do an introductory presser, and we'll give AD his flowers because he deserves them too.
Yeah, we'll see what that looks like with the fans. Hey, Jonah, thank you so much. We'll catch you soon.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. That Jonah Javad, sports anchor and host for WFAA down in Dallas. Everybody's still trying to process. I know if you're a Mavs fan, we've seen some of the reactions outside of the arena. Some of the messages that fans have spray painted and sprawled outside of American Airlines Center, and they held a mock funeral for the organization yesterday. And this is all in the span of less than 48 hours now at this point in time. And I'm looking at the screen and I'm saying, what the hell? I'm like, am I on drugs? Like, did I read that correctly? That's one of the wildest things that has ever popped up on a ticker that I have ever seen in my life. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. You know what? People aren't talking about this other trade that went down. You talk about a future star for the Lakers and Luka Doncic, the San Antonio Spurs. We know who their star is today. It's Victor Wembanyama, and he has a new running mate in De'Aaron Fox. We'll talk about that. I'll get to your calls before we get back to more football and basketball and Lakers this and Lakers that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. And this is Explosive by Dr. Dre. Yeah, real explosive over the weekend in the Metroplex in Dallas. Thank you so much to our guest in the last break. Jonah Javad joining us covers the Dallas Mavericks and all things Dallas for WAAA-TV in the Metroplex. I mean, he has covered and he's watched this guy, Luka, from when he was a rookie all the way up until now. And this is just, I don't even want to think about being a fan. And sure, we have injuries and guys have to step away and they retire or is a trade, but never for a guy who probably maybe hasn't even reached his peak. That's it. What, he doesn't work out? Okay. I mean, he is a unique player. He is a one of a kind type player. And people don't remember this because we didn't see it here stateside. This man won a EuroLeague MVP against grown men as a teenager. Okay, this guy was busting ass. And the EuroLeague is, especially if we go back to when he was playing in the 20 teens, like, it's still aggressive. The NBA was just all run and gun. This man was playing against grown men in a physical league in Europe. And let me tell you, they were not taking it easy. And so to be a Mavs fan and think that you got it locked up, well, we got our guy for the next 10 years. We can win another championship. Yeah, we went through what we did with Dirk, and now we got our next guy. And then Nico Harrison says, nope, Not today at all. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to talk more about the trade at the top of the hour. I got to mention this one before I hit the phones. This is how wild this is. De'Aaron Fox is going to San Antonio. He's going to be paired up with Victor Wembanyama. And it's just like, eh. And I'm great. That's the San Antonio Spurs way, right? They're not making any ridiculous moves. Hickey, you think the Spurs are moving, he don't got no weight or conditioning problems. He doesn't even drink. You think the Spurs are moving Wembanyama in about 4 years?
Hot take? No.
This is a wild one. De'Aaron Fox, we heard that he wasn't going to re-sign out in Sacramento, so they moved him. And so, and nobody even mentions this guy's name. I guess this is how far he's fallen. Zach LaVine, who just gets buckets for the Chicago Bulls, he's now a member of the Kings. Kings are just going to continue to put up points. Him and DeRozan and Sabonis will just light things up. Who they stop defensively, the answer is still nobody. In San Antonio, they got somebody to throw lobs to Victor Wembanyama. As simple as that. And so right now, you think about the San Antonio Spurs, they have a record of 21-25. The Sacramento Kings are 24-24. And the Chicago Bulls, well, let's be real. Who cares what the hell is going on with the Chicago Bulls? Somebody who likes this trade, getting Victor Wembanyama a running mate, is someone who we've had on this show. Someone who won a championship with the Spurs. Avery Johnson, he was on CBS Sports HQ, and he loves the Spurs getting their future point guard.
Oh, it looks amazing. This is a grand slam in terms of a baseball term for the San Antonio Spurs. Not only today, but for tomorrow. They wouldn't have made this trade had they not gotten a commitment from De'Aaron Fox and his representatives, Rich Paul, on a long-term potential contract. So now you got two pillars. You got two major pieces, Victor Wembanyama, De'Aaron Fox, who's coming in with a tremendous amount of experience playing for the Sacramento Kings. These two guys, they're going to draw free agents. You look at what the Spurs are doing, even in the future, with building, a new arena in a couple of years. Man, this is an unbelievable day for the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah, the countdown is on. The only thing stopping the San Antonio Spurs from eventually winning another championship, unless they do something stupid, like Hickey said they will not do by moving Wembanyama, is if Wembanyama gets hurt. And like, yeah, no duh. You know, there's a reason why De'Aaron Fox attracting somebody else to San Antonio. Victor Wembanyama was enough. Like, there'd be no reason for anybody to go, hey, you know where I want to go play? I want to go play for the San Antonio Spurs. For what? For what? It's because of Wembanyama. And they still have a lot of young pieces, Castle and Vassell and Sohan. They have so many pieces that if they wanted to flip somebody for a veteran, they still can. Spurs are just, they're just buying time until Wembanyama reaches another level. And he's already better than he was last year. This guy's shooting 9 threes a game, knocking down 35% of them. Wait until he puts some weight on and he could, not down low, but push people around in the middle. Mark is calling from Nova Scotia. You're on the JR Sportbury Show. Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. I've only cried once, I think, it was when it comes to sports. And that was when they traded someone that was impossible to trade, when Wayne Gretzky got traded. So, I wanted to mention that because I thought it was a good point when you said, no one's off limits. Nobody's off limits now that Luka got traded. And, it's wild because I loved your interview there. I can't remember his name, but the Mavs guy. And it was weird because, Nico Harrison, I didn't see the press conference or anything, and he was saying defense wins championships. Yeah, but also five-time All-Stars win championships. This makes zero sense. So I know this is, I'm just going to agree with everything. There's something is up. Something is up. And I think we're going to find out about it. And I just wanted to, that's my take. And that's what I wanted to say. Thank you. Well,
thank you so much, Mark, for calling from Nova Scotia. You know what it specifically is? We don't know. I think we can all judge by by what it is. Some of it is behavior, and some of it conditioning is the easy word. I remember very clearly when he won the Western Conference Finals and he knew that he was on his way to an NBA Finals, Mavs legend Michael Finley, he was in, because we got everything now in 4K. Like, Mike Finley is grabbing the beer out of his hand while he's celebrating, like, oh, okay, well, maybe this guy drinks a little too much. Why else would Michael Finley kind of grab it? Oh, I just don't want him to see him drinking it in public. We see guys drink and celebrate after games. So we're hearing all of the things. Is he a Greek god? No. Does he look a little pudgy? Yes. Is it getting worse? The Mavs thought it was, or they didn't want to pay him all that money. We'll talk more about this on the other side. We'll hear things from the Mavs fans as they were ticked off. We're going to have a conversation with Lindsey Rhodes from Sumer Sports to talk about the NFL. Yeah, we got a lot of NFL action. Super Bowl's coming up. We got a lot of NBA action, trade deadline. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.